Police officers in Minneapolis are getting a big pay bump, more than 20% over the next 3 years. It's one of the latest police departments across the U.S. offering higher pay to help solve an understaffing problem. But as NPR's Meg Anderson reports, many say it takes far more than money to draw people to policing and to keep them there. And a warning here, this piece does contain sound of police sirens.
When Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara took over the department in 2022, he says it was like walking into a funeral parlor.
People weren't even talking to each other, and a lot of members were openly telling me, yeah, if somebody asked me they're thinking about becoming a cop, I'd tell them, no way, don't come here. Everybody hates us. Everyone is leaving. Go anywhere else but Minneapolis.
After all, this is the city where an officer killed George Floyd, sparking protests against police brutality. O'Hara estimates that today, the department is staffed 40% below what it was in 2020.
For the community, it means much longer response times for certain things. Doesn't mean that we're forgetting about cases, but it does mean we are prioritizing.
More police and more money spent on policing doesn't necessarily predict crime. But since 2020, police forces in major cities across the country have shrunk.
It is a sign of the times.
Chuck Wexler heads the Police Executive Research Forum, a nonprofit that studies policing. He says the number of officers employed by large agencies nationwide is around 5% lower than it was 4 years ago.
The challenge of American policing right now is you have more resignations and retirements and less people who want to become police officers. So departments have had to try to incentivize,
meaning money. In many U.S. cities, officers are getting signing bonuses and pay hikes. In Washington, D.C., new officers get $25,000 just for being hired. Seattle boosted salaries this year by 23%. In Kansas City, it was 30%. Here's Chief O'Hara in Minneapolis again.
If we want quality policing, we're going to have to pay quality wages. It is just an extremely difficult job, and there just are not people interested in this.
But researchers who study policing say higher pay isn't all that effective at getting more people to become cops. Many former officers say they didn't leave because of the money. One told me he felt hated for the bad actions of officers across the country. Another said job stress made him lash out at his kids for little things. Compared to the general population, police officers are more likely to experience PTSD. They're also more likely to die by suicide. But there are cities bucking the trend. Some smaller departments have more officers now than they did in 2020. In Bloomington, Minnesota, a suburb just a few miles south of Minneapolis, the department is overstaffed.
I've done this job for less than a year. Every day is challenging.
Officer Devin Barnum is 23 years old. He graduated from college last year.
Bloomington was for sure my number one option. You know, I'm from here. I played sports here. I care about this community a lot.
On a recent afternoon patrol, he answered call after call. A dispute between a mom and her son.
Take a deep breath and give us a call.
I've got a call.
A welfare check on a woman who didn't show up for work.
Police department.
A call to secure an apartment building.
Once we have everything locked down, we are going to be systematically clearing each building looking for this armed felon.
As we drive, I ask Barnum about how he's feeling so far.
Yeah, obviously, I would say it's an extremely stressful job, right? The things you see in this job are like the average person doesn't see them.
Could more money have lured him to a different department?
No, I'm not going anywhere. We have our community support. Our chief is awesome. You don't get into this job for money.
Barnum's boss, the one he just called awesome, that would be Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges.
Everybody's got to do what they got to do, but I don't fundamentally believe that paying people these incentives works.
To be clear, Bloomington has increased officer pay, too, by about 3% a year for the last few years. That's more or less in line with cost of living increases. Chief Hodges says he has no plans for anything more than that.
I want people here who are here for a purpose, because purpose is going to transcend money. Now, granted, people need to get paid. I ain't naive to that, but purpose is going to keep people working. Purpose is going to get you through those tough times.
Hodges used to be president of the Minneapolis NAACP. He understands not everyone is going to like the police. He's aiming instead for mutual respect toward the community, but also toward officers. He says that makes for a positive work environment. Otherwise, understaffing, which leads to lots of overtime, can become a vicious cycle.
If you consistently have to work 16-hour days, one, how awake are you going to be, right? Two, how much quality time are you able to take to recharge and spend with your family, right? So are you your best person overall if you're working that much? And the answer is no.
He says you want the police that are out there to be healthy and happy and not just in it for the money. Meg Anderson, NPR News.